For the cheese that's both American mild and cheddar rich, enjoy Dutch Mill American cheese. Now, Bob and Victoria, radio's beautiful story of a man who learns that to lose one's heart is to find it. Brought to you by the makers of Dutch Mill Cheese. When your neighbor drops in for a minute, don't you usually have a cup of coffee or tea together? And don't you usually try to find something else to go with it? Well, little spur-of-the-moment snacks like this are made to order for Dutch Mill Cheese. Because all you have to do is open that little blue and white package and it's ready to eat. Ready with that flavor everyone enjoys, both American mild and cheddar rich. That's because Dutch Mill is different from any cheese you've tasted. In fact, it's so outstanding, it was voted flavor best 8-1 in a recent comparison test with three other nationally known brands. So, next time your neighbor drops in, try it. Compare it in your own home at our risk. If both of you don't vote Dutch Mill the finest cheese you've ever tasted, your money refunded. Get a package at your Safeway store today. Now, that's Dutch Mill, the cheese that's both American mild and cheddar rich. Dutch Mill American cheese. Now our story continues. It has been said that the state of one's mind depends upon the amount of confidence in one's possession. It was little wonder, then, that as Larry Smith strode along Front Street in Dundee, he radiated large quantities of self-satisfaction. He had just had what he felt was a most satisfactory talk with Bob Reagan about the accident in which Jim Clayton had died. That he might have said too much hadn't occurred to Larry. Nor had the fact that, by an unwise choice of words, he might have given Mr. Reagan a clue that the accidental death of Jim Clayton had not been accidental. But, quite unwittingly, Larry had done just that. So, in high spirits, Larry crossed the street to the Valley Hotel, where Miss Candy Dillon resided. At the magazine counter, he purchased a box of chocolates, then ascended to the young lady's second-floor room, where, a moment later, Candy unwraps the package and...
Well, what do you know? Chocolates.
Uh-huh.
Well, gee, thanks, Larry.
There's another way to say that, you know.
Does that say it, honey?
Oh, that says everything.
Say, this isn't the 4th of July, is it?
A 4th of July? Why?
Well, these chocolates. There must be some reason. You never brought me a present before.
Oh, sure I have, honey. How about the nylons and that purse and those flowers?
Well, only they weren't really presents. I had to hint so much, I might as well have bought them myself.
Well, you got them. That's what counts, isn't it?
No.
What do you mean?
Oh, never mind. You wouldn't get it. How come you're in town this early, Larry?
Oh, I took the afternoon off.
I thought they were working everybody as hard as they could out at the dam.
They are. But Sam Jenkins, the foreman, is a friend of mine.
Oh.
Sit down, Candy. I've got something important to tell you.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Just had a long talk with Bob Reagan down at the general store.
What about?
Well, what do you think, what about? The accident, of course.
Oh,
I told you there wasn't anything to worry about, honey. Now listen to this.
Oh, shut up.
Huh?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Larry, that's all you talk about anymore. Every time you come here, Jim Clayton, the dam, the accident.
Well, naturally, they're very important.
Well, aren't we too?
Oh, of course we are, honey. But this business of the accident out at the dam, well,
it... Sure, sure, sure. somebody, who, I don't know, but somebody, doesn't want the dam built. So there's an accident. So a poor dope of an engineer gets killed. So pretty soon they'll have to quit building the dam. So somebody's so glad they give you a truckload of dough and you and I go somewhere and have a good time. Yeah. When?
Oh, now look, Andy. I'm trying to explain something. That's why I stopped in.
Okay. What is it?
The one thing that could have, well, upset everything is this Reagan guy. But not anymore. I fixed that.
How?
Well, of course, I did it very casually. I convinced him that the rock slide that killed Clayton and messed up the dam's foundation absolutely couldn't have been anything but an accident.
Hmm. You sound awfully sure. How do you know you have, Larry?
How do I know I have? Because I handled myself right. I took it slow and easy. I wasn't too positive or emphatic about anything. I just told him what I saw the night of the accident, what I thought might have happened, and let him draw his own conclusions.
Well, so what?
He drew him, honey. And I don't mind adding he was pretty impressed by what I had to say.
You mean he probably let you think he was, Larry?
What do you mean, he let me think he was? Why shouldn't he be?
Well, why should he be? You're not an engineer or a construction guy. You were brought up on a cattle ranch.
No kidding. Well, what about it? Does that make me stupid?
Not necessarily. But why would a smart engineer like Bob Reagan pay any attention to anything you said?
Why? Well, now, wait a minute, Candy. If you think you can sit there and make a chump out of me simply because... Oh, look, honey, we're being kind of silly. Why lose our tempers over a guy who's going to leave town anyway?
Sure. But maybe he isn't leaving, Larry.
Oh, nuts. What makes you think that?
Because I've kept my eyes and ears open like you asked me to. And that little girl, Jim Clayton's daughter, doesn't want him to leave. She wants him to stay and finish that dam. And you know what, Larry?
What?
Mr. Reagan asked me what I thought he ought to do.
Asked you? That's hot. Why should he come to you for advice?
Well... it could be he had reasons. Larry, what would you do if I sort of got interested in Mr. Reagan?
You won't. Money means too much to you, honey, and you've been doing all right in that respect by playing along with me.
Thanks. Can't you ever think of anything but business?
Oh, Candy, I was only kidding you.
You were only kidding, huh? Well, Larry Smith, I'm getting a little bit tired of it. And if I get too bored, I'm apt to look for more interesting companionship.
Yeah? Well, apparently you're a little girl that gets a kick out of flirting with danger. Well, okay. But just make sure you don't cause me any trouble. And as far as Reagan is concerned, forget about him, honey. He isn't going to be around long.
But Larry Smith might have felt a good deal less confident if a short time later he had been up the river at the site of the new dam where Bob Reagan was talking with the foreman, Sam Jenkins. The young engineer did not mention that it was Victoria Clayton who had discovered that two full cases of dynamite were missing from the powder shanty. But he is saying to Sam Jenkins,
"Well, what do you think, Sam? You've counted them yourself."
"Yeah, you're right, Mr. Reagan. We're shy two cases. By actual count, there are 28 cases here in the shack, and there ought to be 30.
Well, what's the answer, Sam?
I don't know.
The night of the accident, who came and got the dynamite you used to clear the slide?
I did. I brought one of the men to help me, but I was right with him all the time, Mr. Reagan.
Well, who handled the powder on the job?
How do you mean?
I mean, could anybody come in here and get whatever they wanted at any time?
No, sir. Not a stick ever went out of this shack unless either Mr. Clayton or I was here. And every stick that went out was always marked down on this checklist right here in the door.
Everyone, that is, but the two missing cases.
Yeah.
How about that night, Sam? Did you mark down what you took?
Well, not exactly, Mr. Reagan.
Not exactly? What's that mean, Sam?
It means that there wasn't time to stop and mark down anything. Every second counted. The diversion intakes were blocked and the river was piling up behind the cofferdam. Mr. Clayton wanted that stuff blown out of there. Purdy and I came in here on the run, grabbed up the stuff and left on the run. There wasn't time for anything else.
Sure, Sam, that's natural. I can understand that.
But I did mark it down, right here. See? It's the last withdrawal on the list. When it was all over, I came back and did it.
Okay. But we're still two cases shy, aren't we?
We sure are, Mr. Reagan. And I'll admit I can't explain it. The only thing I can see is that sometime or other, Mr. Clayton himself made a mistake on this check sheet.
No, Sam. Jim didn't make mistakes.
Everybody does once in a while.
Not Jim. And especially not that kind of a mistake.
Well, I don't either, Mr. Reagan.
Somebody did, Sam.
All right, somebody did. But it wasn't me. I've been in the construction game off and on since I was a kid. One of the first things I learned was not to make mistakes if I wanted to live long.
Well, somebody made a mistake of some kind. And Jim Clayton quit living.
Yeah. Well...
Wait a minute. Did you lock the door of the shack that night after you got the dynamite?
Sure I did.
Are you certain?
Now look, Mr. Reagan. Yeah, I'm certain.
Then how is it that the door was unlocked the morning Jim's little daughter and I came up here, Sam?
I just unlocked it. As soon as the crew pulled in, I was going to use about half a case in the excavation.
Sort of a bad policy, isn't it, unlocking a powder shanty, then walking off and leaving
it? Now, hold on, Mr. Reagan. If you're trying to accuse me...
I'm not accusing anyone of anything, Sam. Not yet. But I'll tell you this very frankly. Before I'm through, I am going to accuse someone. Because I know now, beyond question of a doubt, that Jim Clayton's death was no accident.
Sam Jenkins turned and without a word walked down the hill, his lean face dark with anger. Bob Reagan watched him out of sight, then stooped and carefully examined the lock on the shanty door. Next time your neighbor drops in for a coffee klatch, how about serving a little snack? It's the nice thing to do, and it's so easy if you've got a package of Dutch Mill cheese handy. Just open it up, and with a few crackers, it's ready to eat. Be sure it's Dutch Mill, though, because then you'll be serving the cheese that's both American mild and cheddar rich. The cheese everyone enjoys. Yes, there's nothing quite like this American mild cheddar rich cheese, because it's made from a special blend of deep-flavored cheddars, carefully aged cheddars, selected for extra flavor, smoother texture. And you'll love the way it slices so easily and melts in a jiffy. Really a joy to cook with. In fact, the makers of Dutch Mill are so sure you'll prefer it in every way once you try it, that they guarantee to refund your full purchase price if you aren't completely pleased. Fair enough? Well, then try it. Get a package of Dutch Mill American cheese at your Safeway store today. Join us again tomorrow when Bob Reagan makes two statements which surprise and shock Glory Smith and the Padre. This is Dick Wells saying goodbye for Dutch Mill Cheese, the cheese that's both American mild and cheddar rich. Dutch Mill American Cheese, both American mild and cheddar rich. Point up the garden goodness of hot vegetables. Use Sunnybank margarine. Sunnybank is so delicious, it tastes sweet and fresh even when melted down. Sunnybank is made exclusively from products of American farms. Get flavorful Sunnybank margarine at your Safeway stores. The Story of Bob and Victoria by Lee and Virginia Crosby is produced for radio by George L. Fogle.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.